You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's Vegas. It's rock. It's dogs. It's Vegas Rock Dog Radio. A rock and roll show all about pets, people, and pop culture. Stand by for great guests and cool advice all in one rocking hour. The phone lines are open at 702-483-4444. That's 702-483-4444. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
Hello, I'm Sam, the queen of rock and roll dogs, and you're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio, a rock and roll show all about pets, people, and pop culture. And I'm live today from Las Vegas, and today's show is going to be full of British laughs and some useful information. So before we get the show started, I want to actually tell you where you're going to find us on the internet. Or the internets, or tintinets, as grandmas and grandpas say, tintinets. And here we go. So the website, the main website is vegasrockdogradio.com. Ustream, and we are live, and before I even reveal my guest, you can see my guest if you're on Ustream. My guests, there's three guests in studio today. So you can go to ustream.tv. Our channel is Vegas Rock Dog Radio. And you can see us on there live, or you can look back at a show that we did previously. Our Facebook page is Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Our Twitter account is Vegas Rock Dog Show. No W on the end. Vegas Rock Dog Show, no W. The call-in number is 702-483-4444. And as I say, you're listening live, and you're listening live through VegasAllNetRadio.com. And if you ever have any issues listening through the actual website, you can actually download the app for your Apple devices or your Droid devices. And that makes it even easier. On the go. No excuses. No excuses. And that means you can listen worldwide or even on Mars or Venus. Maybe aliens are listening to us from Area 51. You never know. Our Instagram account is Vegas Rock Dog. I just posted a couple of pictures on there that you will definitely like. And if you want to pick up rock and roll clothing for you and your dog, you can go to vegasrockdog.com. Now, you'll need to know the blog name today because I've got a really fantastic giveaway that's already launched, and it will close at midnight tomorrow, which is Sunday. And you're going to go to therockandrolldog.com. And I'm going to tell you about the giveaway later on in the show. If you're a Google Plusser, you can find me at Sam Ratcliffe and find the pages there also for the clothing company and the radio show. And here's a little bit of news. We now have an app for the radio show. So you're going to go to yap.com. That's YAPP.com. And then you're going to find Vegas Rock Dog Radio. You can hear my guests talk, chatting away already. Excuse me. And you'll be able to download the app there. You're going to be able to get, see all the archive shows there, listen to an archive show. You'll be able to click the Listen Live link on there. Photographs, video, the giveaways are on there. Updates, news, all in one convenient app on your phone. And I'm cracking up. these have been the most vocal guests I've had before an introduction. They're like, come on, get me on there straight away. So, before I introduce my guests, I'd like to do the tip of the week at the top of the show. So here we go. A lot of people do not have pet insurance, and they don't have pet insurance for many reasons. Some people simply cannot afford it. So what you do need to do, you need to have something in place actually prepared should anything happen to your pets and cost you more than what you would normally spend during the year. So, you know, most people know they're going to spend X amount of money on vaccinations and kind of routine blood work and that kind of thing. But sometimes things crop up. You never really know. Like my dogs running through a decorative ball thing, and both of them cutting their feet wide open a few years ago. Wasn't expecting that at 3 a.m. I never should have let them out for a wee. I should have made them wait till I got up. And that was a big expense. That's over $1,000. But they both of them cut their feet. So those things happen, and they will be beyond your regular expenses for the year. So what you can do is you can take a little bit of money each month and pop that in a piggy bank, even. Well, not like you're getting a lot of interest these days in the bank accounts. Or you can actually start an account and put that money away every month or every week. And you'll see that grow each month. And the good thing is that there is a bright side to that is with insurance, you pay each month. And if you don't use it, you're not getting your money back. You're not accruing, you know, a big bank account, you know. What you're actually doing is just paying each month for that insurance, you know, in case anything happens. But if you actually do have the cash to put a little bit away each month, of course, it's going to grow. And particularly when you've got young pets, you know, not a lot happens to them health-wise while they're really, really young. So you'll probably see that money grow. And then each year, if you don't use it, just roll it right on over and it can just grow. And you just have a little bit extra. So what you can do is you can skip a coffee or two each week. You know, coffee's not cheap. It was what, $5 for coffee? It's crazy. You ever think about it? But that can really, really add up. And you've got a little bit of a safety net there. So that's a really easy thing that you can do if you cannot afford a full pet insurance. And like most of us do, we all sacrifice for our pets, you know. So and it's worth it, absolutely worth it. And you're investing in your pets. So I need to introduce my guest. If you're watching Ustream, you can see what's going on right now. This is our first time episode. We've got two gorgeous cats in studio with, they're the owners. They're the owners. They own my guest. They own my guest. And she is a good friend, a very good friend of mine. And I want to welcome Claire Jane Varanian of... Oh, we've got applause. I love that. We've got Claire Jane Varanian of Inspired by Claire Jane, ICJ UK. That's what people know her by. She's a designer. She's a pet lover.
I am.
She's a Brit. We have a lot of laughs.
We do.
We've got some good stories. We've got some really good stories.
Yep.
Do you remember that one New Year's Eve that we did, the Matt Goss New Year's Eve? How cold was it? We were nearly crying when we left the hotel.
And it was the high-heeled shoes.
We were crippled and cold. It was terrible.
It was bad.
We sat in the car shivering, laughing and shivering, and our feet were killing. And what we'd done, we'd been invited to a pre-taping of the New Year's Eve Vegas celebrations with Matt Goss from England, yeah? And we were in ball gowns.
We were full-length. Fabulous, of course.
Of course we were. Full-length ball gowns. Feet were killing.
And we weren't very glamorous walking across the parking lot with our shoes in our
hands. No, and anyone British that's listening in, we look like, what's the name? Two Soups. What's the name? Thingy Walters. Julie Walters?
Julie Walters.
We look like an 80-year-old waitress in a tea shop.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Doddering. Our feet were killing. And we had a friend that fell down the stairs.
Who's that?
Brie like cheese. She fell down the stairs and she thought it was hysterical. Not you, but Brie did. I'm like, you just fell all the whole way down the stairs in front of everyone.
That was probably alcohol. She couldn't feel it.
It numbed the whole sensation.
Exactly.
So that's one of our stories anyway. Yeah. So, Claire Jane, how did we meet? We met through our friend Andy.
Yes.
We met through my friend Andy. And how did he meet you?
I think it was through...
Was it through your
I think I saw some of my designs with the Union Jacks on. I said, you've got to meet my friend Samantha.
Something
Radcliffe.
Like that, wasn't it?
And then it might have been through my sister Amanda.
Yeah, and then we were doing a big British Andy and I were putting together a big British party for the expats here in town, and then Claire Jane started donating some stuff to the raffle, and that was a really fantastic, crazy party as well, that one. Hello.
It's Cleveland.
So you can hear the meowing. Let me tell you about the meowing. We've got Cleveland and we've got Chanel in studio. And he is right on the mic. I'm not kidding.
I think
he wants
to chat or something.
Now, we've never had cats in studio before. We've had potbelly pigs. We've had a monkey in the studio. Oh,
hi,
my
buddy.
God. These are not effects. This is real cats. We're not messing around, honestly. Real
life
cats.
Himalayan cats.
They're gorgeous. I mean, really gorgeous. But it's the first to have the cats in studio. And they came in. She's got this amazing pet carrier that's... Oh, I'll post a picture because it's really fantastic.
I think it's actually a dog carrier.
It's a dog carrier?
Yeah, it's for dogs. But it's like turns into a backpack.
It's fantastic.
And it's on wheels as well.
It's
so
fantastic for cats.
And it fits on aeroplanes as well.
Oh, you see, it's fantastic. But your cats have travelled a lot, though, haven't
they? Yeah, they're great in the car, actually.
Yeah, they
were okay this morning when they knew they weren't going to the vets or the groomers.
Right. You want to come out and sit on Mum's knee?
Do you want to come out?
Do you want to come out and sit on Mummy's knee?
It's going to get lost and tangled up in the wires down there.
I know, that's the only thing. Only concern is if they get under the board, that's going to be an interesting...
Because they're only tiny.
They're very small. What, they're like 8 pounds?
I think, yeah, Chanel's like 7.5 and I think Cleveland's like 8.4 or something.
They're really tiny. So let me tell you about Claire. So, I said we met through our mutual friend. And I met you with your mum, so your mum was visiting.
Oh,
at
yeah,
the time.
We met at Starbucks that
we
first
met at
time,
that,
yeah.
That creepy Starbucks. Sit there for an hour,
yeah.
And you'll not believe the sights that come into that Starbucks. But I like it. That's the thing. I like that kind of thing. And you just started, at the time, it was just inspired by Claire Jane,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you just started. It was purses you started off.
Yeah,
with.
That's right. It was about 6 years ago.
was it 6 years
yeah,
ago? Man.
That I started, sewing handbags. And,
what made you start doing that? Because I know that you had a long career in special effects for movies.
Yeah, I worked
in LA.
In the office administration kind of stuff, but worked, you know, around ton of, you know, artists and
yeah,
directors, actors, and, you know, just amazingly talented people. And I kind of just get into that point where I wanted to do something for me,
yeah,
you know, and express myself creatively. And I started, you know, hand making handbags, just like I said, for me. And then people were stopping me saying, hey, where'd you get that bag from?
That's
can
right.
I get one? And I was like, sure. And they're like, well, how much? And I'm like, oh, you know, and I wasn't really prepared. So, you know, cut a long story short, 6 years ago, something that started out as a passion and a hobby is now my full-time business.
She's
and
got a fancy office.
Yeah, showroom and office.
Showroom. And there's a bar in there. Yeah.
That's the most, a social room.
That's the most important part, though, the building. It's funny how that's grown after over 6 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely, when I look back at the prices now of what you charge back then, it's like, really?
I know.
How
well,
low was that?
Well, that's the thing, because I was, you know, sitting there sewing and
yeah,
thinking, oh, people actually want this. Oh, this is really cool. And,
yeah,
you know, and then obviously once I was doing that, then I started the T-shirt stuff. So really, that's what really it's kind of launched
it did,
my
it,
career
it went
into
from
that kind of
one
business.
Thing to the next,
yeah,
which I love, because you know what?
Hi.
I think the market dictates, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, when someone says, "Can you do?"
Oh yeah,
and
exactly,
you have a good story about how you can you do.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, ooh, I do.
Oh, I do. Can you? I can. Can you do it? No, it was with you know, Mr. Elliot from Def Leppard.
Yeah.
I was at his house in Dublin for his 50th birthday, and his wonderful wife Christine asked me. She said, "You know, I really love the handbags that you're making. Can you make me some for my friends for Christmas?" And I'm like, absolutely, you know.
That's a nice friend to
absolutely
have.
She said, you know, like 10 of them. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, yes, fine, no problem. That was like back in August, so it was, you know, for Christmas. In December,
yeah,
I had enough time. But then, back then, I was still going to LA and working in the film industry. So like I said, it was really a hobby.
So it was based on what time you had available,
exactly,
to actually get them,
yeah,
done.
And then Joe said to me, he's like, what, you know, make me something to wear on stage.
Don't you think it's funny how it's a, oh, just make me,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, because it's like, it's
well,
easy.
I think his actual words, can you, you know, make me a jacket to wear on stage or something.
Oh.
And I remember sitting there thinking, goodness, I'm not that good at sewing. And I went, I can design you a T-shirt.
There you go.
And that's basically how it happens. And then, you know, using the Union Jack and
yeah,
skulls and wings. And
so
all
if you don't know who Def Leppard are, they're actually from my hometown of Sheffield.
They
yes,
are. Another synergy that we have.
That's right. We have a lot of little connections
we
like
do,
that, don't we?
We do.
Gosh, when did they first come out? My gosh.
Back in the 70s or 80s. Maybe I should do my homework on that band.
81.
Was it?
Mike's telling us. Mike's schooling us right now.
Yeah.
We should know a bit more, but hey. And they're still going strong.
They are.
They're still going strong. They did their residency, what was it, last year, year before?
It was
2013.
Yeah, I tell you what, the time is flying.
It
I
is.
Keep saying to people it was last year, but it was actually
the year before that,
2013.
Yeah. They did a nice residency in Vegas.
Yeah, for 3
they?
Weeks. And that was amazing for me because the Hard Rock Hotel here, you know, asked me to do a trunk show, which was amazing.
Yes.
They didn't realise that I lived here and that Joe was wearing my stuff on stage.
And it's around the corner from your house.
Exactly. How convenient. And they, you know, just sort of said, we'd love you to come in and do a trunk show for one night. And I was like, yeah, I'd love to do that. And it was so sort of, you know, they were so successful. They said, do you want to come back the next night?
Because
and I went,
how long was the residency?
It was 11 shows.
Brilliant.
So I went every night. to the, you know, every night to the Hard Rock store where I had all my stuff set up.
Fantastic.
And it was one of the most, you know, humbling and gracious moments that I've ever had, because I had, you know, so many of my wonderful customers coming up to me and meeting me.
For the first time.
Yeah, and it almost like made me cry, because they were so, everybody was so lovely.
Isn't that
and
nice?
Just, you know, enjoying my stuff, and I was quite, kind of really blown away by it. Oh, my cat's gone.
We've lost a cat.
Oh,
we've lost a kitty.
There he is.
Is it coming to say hello to you, Mike?
He's coming over there. But no, that was one of the, you know, a really lovely moment for me.
Yeah, because I think what I love about Vegas is everybody shows up here anyway, eventually.
Yeah.
You know, so you get to see people from school that you haven't seen for 20 odd years.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody comes to Vegas.
Everybody comes out the woodwork. They're like, hey, we're in Vegas.
Yeah, you're
and
like, oh.
Everybody wants to party, and you kind of go, we live here and we have to work.
And
as well,
you should probably give us some notice.
Yeah.
Because people do it once they arrive. And that makes it quite difficult, I think. But I love it when people say, we're coming to Vegas. And I usually go, oh, where are you staying?
Yeah, yeah, that's always a good one.
No, I can't be dealing with all that. Unless it's my family.
Or I say, where are you staying? Are you allergic to cats?
Maybe I'll have an imaginary cat at my house. where have you gone, Cleveland? Come on, puppy. I'm calling him a puppy.
He's like a cat dog, though. You throw him a ball.
Yes,
here.
I've witnessed that
in
your house.
Yeah.
Cleveland. Oh, there you go. Yeah, he can't get very far. There's a wall right
there. He'd
probably
jump up on that chair if you'd move.
Come on up. You want to come up? Isn't this great? People think we're mad.
We are.
With that same level of pet parents. We don't call ourselves pet owners. We're pet parents.
We are.
And we can. Yeah, aren't we? We just,
well, these two go to the salon more than I do, which I think is very important with this breed, with the Himalayans, because we have them shaved into the lion cuts.
Which I love.
And it's much healthier for them because of, you know, fur balls and, you know, and not to be gross, but if they, you know, round their bottoms, make sure that they're shaved because they don't want any stragglers around the house. Sorry, I'm not meant to say that, aren't I?
No. But people need to know the reality of having cats.
But it's so much cleaner as well. You know? And they're great, and it helps them with their digestive system as well.
So that they're not, you know, licking so much fur all the time. What? How often do you take them to get groomed?
It's like every 2 months.
Oh, that's
like the last one that I took them to. Well, all I did was got their ruffs trimmed and their nails cut and their ears cleaned. You know,
now,
and not a full shave because it was a bit chilly here, wasn't it?
It was.
They were shivering, so I'm like, I'm not going to shave them.
I had to bring my succulents in, which I knew that when I posted that on Facebook, there were going to be some cheeky naughty comments, and of course there were. But I get stressed out about my plants and my pets.
Oh.
I was like, it's going to go down freezing, and I do not want to lose these amazing collection of succulents that I've grown and propagated.
What are succulents?
Succulents are... can't even
teach
just,
me.
I'll show you.
Show me your ways of gardening. How does your garden grow?
What is that nursery rhyme?
Mary,
quite contrary. You look kind of like her today. I love that. I love that.
And I do have the pink sparkly nail polish as well.
You do. We should have had a cup of tea.
Hello.
We should have had a cup.
That's it, I'm leaving.
Don't treat
tea and cakes.
I just don't treat them well enough.
Of course.
Well, let me tell you something about my succulents. I've got hair in my mouth. It's impossible
it's
to speak.
It's not cat hair, is it?
It could well be a cat hair. I will bring you some succulents for your house.
Oh.
They're very easy to grow and look after. They require very little water, and they look fabulous. So I will bring you some. But I was concerned about those couple of cold days because I was out there with bed sheets covering up roses.
Well, people don't realise that how cold Vegas gets.
No.
I had some people in for CES last night. They wanted to go out and party, but I just had a glass of wine with them. But, you know, they were saying about the weather, and they said, they're expecting it to be, because they come from England, they were thinking it was going to be boiling hot.
No.
And I said, no, it's either boiling hot here, Or freezing cold, or windy.
You found yourself a spot. That's good. You like my bag? It's got a big British Union Jack flag on it. It's fantastic.
It's okay. It's not ICJ. Okay.
Copyright.
Yeah.
But yeah, it gets really, really cold out here. So people are always surprised, and believe it or not, there are still people that leave their pets outside. And we definitely urge them. People always say, why do you tell people to bring cats inside? It's Vegas, or dogs. It's like...
Well, my cats don't go outside.
Those below zero.
Occasionally, my cats go outside, but obviously, supervised.
Yeah, I'm like that with my dogs, and they don't get to go out and poop without me being there. Well, you know what? None of us get to go to the bathroom without our own pets. You want to come up here? Yeah, if you get a cat or a dog, you'll never go to the bathroom alone ever again.
No, I know.
On that note,
yes,
let's take a quick break. We're going to listen to some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio, me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. We'll be right back.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
There's nothing more delicious and healthy than an old family recipe. And for over 50 years, our family's been creating them especially for your pets. Nutrisource Super Premium Pet Foods. Dog and cat food that's all natural, holistic, and organic. Nutrisource Pet Foods contain our patented Good for Life system for your pet's optimum health and well-being. So, order now. Safe quality food made by our family for your furry family members. Go to NutriSourcePetFoods.com.
From our family to yours, KLN Family Brands.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Now, let's return to Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Here again, your host, the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
And we're back. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. And I've got fantastic guests in today. Almost couldn't say that. I've got Claire Jane Varanian of Inspired by Claire Jane, which is ICJ UK, which everybody knows her by. Two cats, Cleveland and Chanel, who are running all over the studio.
They are. They wouldn't sit in the cage any longer for their carrier.
They're doing okay, though. How did you come up with their names?
Well, Chanel, my little grey lady, because I love Chanel, of course. Actually, because I always wear Chanel perfume.
That's Coco your signature.
Chanel. Yes, it is. I had to name one of my kitties.
Yeah.
Now, Cleveland's name.
Yeah.
My husband wanted to call Cleveland, when we got him, number two from Austin Powers. And I'm like, no, we're not going to call a cat number two. So he was like, after much, conversation between each other, he said, well, how about Cleveland? So when I walk in the house, I can say, hello, Cleveland, from Spinal Tap. So,
I love that. A little rock and roll reference there.
So, hence the name Chanel and Cleveland.
It's nothing to do with...
And they're brother and sister.
I know. They're so cute. Now, they're Himalayans, yeah?
Yes, they are, yeah.
They're really, really adorable. They're all over the studio. You really need to get on Instagram and see these pictures, or get on Ustream and see what's going on here. It's great. I love it. But I was just, a couple of weeks ago, I was mentioning that Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, they actually have a cat hiking program. So they tell you how to hike with your cat.
Oh, really?
I mean, some cats like it, some won't. Some like closed-in spaces like we've got going on here, that hide in a little corner. They have a proper cat hiking program. And I'm going to send you a link for it.
Please.
Really, really great. And how to prepare for it. And And if they like it, great. And if they don't, I mean, not all dogs like to hike.
No.
Some of them want to just stay on the couch. So,
I think, Cleveland's actually quite animated today, but he's pretty chilled out most of the time.
He thinks he's a rock star.
Yeah.
He's a rock cat. Oh, look. You're kissing each other. Oh, brother and sister. That's really cute. Tell everybody your website and where we can find you all over social media.
Okay. Well, basically, icjuk.com. And you can find me on Instagram, Tumblr. Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, Google Plus,
Twitter.
Yeah, it's just ICJ UK.
It's great that you got to get that that name on all the platforms.
Yes,
I wasn't lucky enough with some of them.
At the beginning, when I was just inspired by Claire Jane, I was just ICJ. But when I actually went to you know, just shorten it to ICJ. It was already taken for the domain. So, I was like, we'll put UK on the end because I'm from the UK.
Perfect.
So, ICJ UK. So, you know, my business, official business name is inspired by Claire Jane LLC.
I see.
And then DBA ICJ UK.
There you go.
So now, you know, or Ikjuk, as some people say.
Ikjuk. Is that not funny?
Ikjuk. People go, what's Ikjuk?
Is that funny?
I'm like, hey, what's Google? It's like a weird, you know, weird name, but it is funny. When I have a shirt that says relax, it's just ICJ UK. And when my brother-in-law Patrick was in Miami and he said was walking through the airport, someone's like, what's Ikjuk?
That's hysterical.
And I don't, or people say, what does that stand for? What is it? But that's good then, it gets people
talking about it. Yeah. Exactly. So you've got a heck of a lot of designs out right now.
I do now, yes.
How
I think I've got about 17 different graphic designs.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And you do men's and women's.
Yeah, I mean, I try and do unisex, so it can be printed on, you know, sort of any style shirt.
I think what a lot of people, particularly because you've got, obviously you have a lot of fans from Def Leppard and other rock bands and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're now in their 40s, early 50s and stuff. And
60s.
So, and 60s,
70s,
there you go. But what I like is, you know, a lot of people, when they get to that age, put a little weight on, and then they can't have a hard time finding T-shirts that fit. Great T-shirts.
I'm all about comfort.
Yeah.
And I have to, you know, and I always say to people, like a lot of people say to me, oh, well, I wear a medium in this. And I'm like, hey, but get a next size up just to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in a medium right now, but I usually wear a small.
Because you go from...
I do small up to 2X and some 3X in some of my shirts.
And I know you do really, really well on those bigger sizes, especially with the 80s kind of
scoop
neck.
Well, that's why I always say to people, you can just pull them off the shoulder.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dolmans and the wide neck.
Yeah, and so I like that because I think, well, everybody's, you know, aware that the fashion industry always seems to think what a size 4 is normal for everyone.
I know, it's crazy.
And I think it frustrates a lot of people because they said, I'd love to have that, but gosh, they don't have the size I'm looking for.
You know?
And you're definitely covering all bases.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's nice because I have, you know, the customers which, you know, who shop with me usually come back and get something else if they like that style. They know that they're gonna get the same quality as well.
And you do a lot of really nice little gifts in your
I think it's very important to me. If somebody's gonna shop with me and they're gonna spend their money with me, I want to give them an experience and know where their money's going. It's about quality and offering a service that they can't get anywhere else.
Yeah,
you know, and I don't really advertise this, but I wrap everything, you know, in leopard print paper.
Yeah.
I always include you know, a free gift and a handwritten note, a thank you note, but I sincerely appreciate everybody that shops with me because like I said, if I spend my money somewhere, I want to make sure I'm getting the best value for my money.
And often there's a little gift in there. Sometimes it's a bracelet, sometimes it's, you know,
scarf or something. And it's, you know, customers that shop with me regularly, you know, they kind of know, or they kind of, you know, say, oh, well, I love that, and I haven't got that one yet, and, you know, and occasionally I'll just drop something.
No, I think that's really, really nice, and it's really different. And
without them, I wouldn't have a business.
Well, this is it, you know, and I think you have to just remember everybody has to remember where they start from.
Yeah.
And the people that support them and help them grow along the way. And you've definitely grown from being in your house to, well, now you're in you've moved to a second location.
Yes, it was nice. I moved, you know, the transition, it was about a year and 3 months ago. I moved out of the house, and I moved, my first step was I actually moved into you know, Turnberry Towers, which was just like a condo, but it was, you know, that I created, it was like a two-bedroom place, but, you know, one was an office and design room, and one was the inventory room. But then there was this big kitchen and living room, which was like the showroom, and that ended up being like
it
the social
lovely.
Hang, which was fun.
We drank a few drinks in there.
We certainly did, young lady.
And it wasn't always a cup of tea in the afternoon.
Exactly.
Like
giddy
you do.
Up.
Like you do, giddy up.
And then when you know, the lease was coming towards the end, and I really felt that I, you know, instead of renewing there, I really wanted to get more into a business space. I had outgrown it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you had. Because now your new space is much bigger, and you've managed to fill that too.
Oh, easily. I have an office, an inventory room, a showroom.
Your design room.
The design room and the social room.
Yes. in your lobby. You've got a nice lobby
I
as
do.
Well.
I have a nice entrance and then it opens with my up. Chandelier. One must always have a chandelier.
And then in the back, from your showroom, it opens up, the patio opens up to
yeah,
that lovely,
it's lovely to the
green
area. We should do a tea party out there.
I would so love to do a tea party.
Long Island iced tea.
You know, the very first time I ever had those. Oh, my gosh. We were working in Korea. We were with a dance show. We were on a military. We actually been invited onto a military base, which was great for us because we lived a Korean life. We were in Korea, and it was the first time we were given Long Island iced teas. And you know, when you get to the point, you've had too much to drink. Ooh, I think I should just really slow down.
I can't relate, ma'am.
But what you just drink hadn't actually kicked in yet, even if you stopped. And we had to perform a show that night. My sister had to try.
What were you performing?
It was a dance show in this really fantastic hotel. We were a showgirl show, feathers and all. I had to get on
feathers,
fishnet tights.
Yeah.
Professional ones that are at best when you're sober are horrible to pull on. And my sister, my twin sister, was working trying to pull them on. I laid down, she put my makeup on. How I got through that show, I have no idea. But that was my Long Island iced tea experience. I promise you, I won't act like that at your
Bless
tea
you.
Party. I'll be a little bit better.
It would just be tea and gluten-free cakes.
Now, talking about feathers, and actually back then I don't even know how our costumes were made in Hong Kong.
Right.
So I don't know how our feathers were... how we garnered those feathers for the costumes. We were all pre-made anyway. But you work with a lot of feathers with your hair fascinators.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't know what they are. But if you watch the royal family, any event with the royal family or Ascot or, you know, these kind of occasions, you see these fantastic, crazy-looking headpieces, feathers and net. That's a fascinator. And it's what we do in England.
Everybody wears them.
It's what we do. You go to a wedding, you stick one of those on your head. Yeah. It's not unusual. It's not new to us. Definitely new to the States, though. And you do work with feathers, but you do work with cruelty-free feathers.
I do,
That's
yes.
hard to say. Cruelty-free
feathers. Say that
I'm just going to
go
cruelty-free feathers with a V. Feathers with a V.
Hello, mate. Want some feathers?
Yeah, you open up your jacket one more from feathers. Tell everybody what cruelty-free means, because I think a lot of people don't fully understand what that means.
Well, my peacock feathers come from the UK, from a company called feathersuk.com, which you can check out.
And, yes, they're legit.
Feathers are basically ethically farmed, which means they fall off the birds, which, as you know, peacock feathers do shed.
Yes.
So, you know, that's where my feathers come from. And also, even when I first started out, you only have to, like, Google cruelty-free feathers, and there's tons, especially on Etsy,
yes.
For suppliers. And, of course, the place in the UK, my peacock feathers are great from him, but... Also, you know, you can't guarantee you're going to get the same stuff because it's...
You never know, do you?
Same birds.
I mean, they're birds.
And sometimes they're small, they're big, so it's like...
Yeah,
you know.
So you have to work with what you've got.
Yeah.
You got a hairball.
Well, it does.
Not you, Claire.
it's very easy to do, you know, to just Google cruelty-free feathers, and that's where I, you know...
And I think that's important because I know people bring it up.
And it's usually people that bring it up. They're the ones standing there with a pair of leather shoes on or a piece of steak hanging out of their
exactly.
teeth.
Exactly.
And they're like, where'd you get those feathers from? And you're like, really? I had somebody at the Hard Rock come up to me when I was doing the leopard thing, and she's standing there with her arms crossed looking at the, you know, feather handbags. Oh. And she's like, well, where are the feathers from? And I looked at her, I said, where's your leather handbag from? And your leather shoes, you know. And she goes, well, I'm vegan. I said, but you're wearing leather. And she said, oh, well, somebody bought this for me as a friend. I went, okay. Well,
okay, but you're still wearing it.
I said, no, my feathers are cruelty-free, you know. It's like,
yeah, you know,
it's fashion, darling. And it's like, relax.
It is fashion. And you know what? I think there's so many good faux leathers now.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
and, there is. There's tons of really good stuff out there.
Yeah, it's not as difficult as it used to be looking for, you know.
Yeah.
You know, leather look.
I mean, I use a lot of silk flowers, and like recently the new sort of summer bridal collection I've just done, which is on my site, icjuk.com. You can see them on there, but they're just silk flowers and silk leaves. And
they're really gorgeous.
Yeah.
And like you say, you're coming up into wedding season. If it was England, it would be garden parties. Oh, gosh, we need a garden party.
Well, that's what we do at the back.
That we're going to have a garden party. That's what we're going to have. We're going to be very British. Did you have times where you just really, really want to be British? Like, I have to do things that are British. I have to watch British TV because it's just what we...
I just call my mother.
You miss it, don't you? My mum has just got FaceTime now.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's hysterical. Yesterday, she wanted to see all my new makeup and how I put it on. And I got a new I got an airbrush makeup system for Christmas that's fantastic. So I had to do a demo on that. But yeah, sometimes it's just that need. I have to be British.
Yeah. You know? Well, I'm really lucky as well because both my sisters, you know, Emma is in Los Angeles and Amanda's here in Vegas. So I'm very fortunate
that's
I get
nice.
To see them, you know, especially Amanda at least once a week.
Yes, it's
and
really
then her
nice.
Husband, Patrick's British. Well, he's from the Highlands. He's Scottish.
He wears a kilt. Nothing under it, I'm sure. It's Patrick. I can't imagine he would wear anything, really.
But ask Amanda about that one.
But yes, so there's just a need to be British, you know. So the fascinators are a big, big part of our culture and heritage. And I do love wearing hats. I have to say, I love
it. I'm wearing one too.
I love that. It's very kind of like Downton Abbey, rock and roll chic. Love
it. It's because I had bad hair this morning.
And that's another good reason to wear a hat. So does it state on your website that your feathers are cruelty-free?
Yes, I have a whole section. If you go, it's a drop-down section. On the About section, it's all about the feathers.
That's really good.
And I use genuine Swarovski crystals as well that I put on individually on some of the feather hats.
Yeah, because you do. And you also customise some of the T-shirts, don't you, for people if
they absolutely.
Ask, if they ask for that.
And they are genuine Swarovski crystals. I have a whole thing on my website about that as well.
Yeah, so if you want something, if you like one of her designs and it's just... You know, you just love that design, but you want it to be really, really extra special. She will actually customize them. And like she says, they are the real deal crystals. Yeah, she's not dealing with any old bit of tat,
exactly.
As we say in England. Old bit of tat.
It's the real deal.
And you use water-based inks?
Yes, lead-free water-based inks on my T-shirts. So a lot of the times with the designs, because I'm, you know, I don't mass produce. I don't have time, you know, I don't order like 3,000 T-shirts at a time. That's another thing. When people do order from me, they are truly, you know, getting a wearable piece of art.
Yes.
Because I print up usually, you know, between, you know, 24 and 48 pieces at a time. I don't mass run them because I don't want to do that as a, you know, being a business owner. I don't want to sit there with a bunch of inventory.
Yeah, and especially when cash flow is a big thing, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
And it's timing and cash flow, and you don't want to tie it all up in one design.
No, it's difficult because, you know, like I say, I bring out one design. I'm wearing it's only rock and roll.
Yeah,
I like it.
And I like it.
This one, you know, I have a V-neck, a crew neck, dolman in the heather white, in a vintage black. Now I have a hoodie in it. So I have like five different styles within that. Then you've got all the sizes, which are about five different sizes within that.
It's a lot.
Style and design. So I think I've got now over like 450 SKUs now.
Oh,
I know.
Ooh. Inventory. We moan about that, don't we? Like, oh, I'm doing inventory.
I do have help.
You do?
Yeah,
Do we want to give a little shout out?
Yeah, Erica Thomas. She definitely helps me out a lot.
She
comes
great.
In. Yeah, she's wonderful.
And she's rock and roll.
And she's got two doggies too.
I know, I met them. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we were out having a sandwich on the boulevard. And I'd posted a picture where we were and she'd on Facebook and she replied back, I'm watching you. Well, the only place I could see was Olympic Gardens, which is a strip club. I thought, does she work there? She said, I can see you. I'm like, is she on the balcony at the Olympic Gardens? Anyway, she was actually behind us and she came down, brought the dogs down, and they're adorable. I mean, really adorable. So we love anyone that loves animals anyway.
I think it's really, you know, I don't trust anybody that doesn't like animals or drink.
Yeah, yes. If you don't like vodka and you don't, like animals. He popped his head up there when we said that.
I know,
vodka.
Exactly.
You get points if you like those things with us. You definitely get a few points. Well, listen, let's take another quick break and we'll be right back. You listen to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs, and we'll be back in a minute.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com, the latest fashion trends for our furry friends. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dana Humphrey, also known as the Pet Lady. I travel from coast to coast to pet trade shows and consumer events to scout out what the hottest, hippest, and most unique pet products are on the planet, bringing you tips and tricks from top veterinarians, groomers, trainers on how to safely travel and live happily with your pets. The Pet Lady will be in a city near you, showing off the latest and greatest tech pet gadgets, cozy comforts, and fab gift ideas for man's and woman's best friend. You can learn more at thepetlady.net or connect socially and tweet with me at Pet Lady World.
Hi, this is Jody Miller-Young from Bark and Swagger. Tune in for everything pet fashion and more, from fashion tips and runway trends, products and designs I love, to fabulous home decor for your furry friend. You'll find it all here. Be the first to discover the new. So what are you waiting for? Find me on Pet Life Radio. And remember, when fierce fashion calls, bark and swagger.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Vegas Rock Dog Radio continues. The phone lines are open at 702-483-4444. Now, here again, your host, Sam.
And we're back. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. And I've got three guests in studio today. I have Claire Jane Vranian of ICJUK.com.
Morning.
And Cleveland and Chanel, her two Himalayan cats. They're fantastic. I mean, they're tiny, they're beautiful, they're vocal, they're lovely. So, what was the most surprising thing that you found out when you started having cats? Not as in birth.
I gave birth to the cats.
You never know.
It was just fur, but, you know, a couple of hairballs I coughed up, and then I went... Just how sweet and loving and how much. I never had an animal, you know, never. I didn't grow up with pets.
So this was a big step.
Yeah, it was a big step for me. And I when we got them, I was like, oh, they're very sweet, aren't they? And then they just, I'm just totally in love with them now. They just, they're my babies.
They just try to chew the cable.
And how loving they are.
It's really, really sweet. And I know that, I don't think a lot of people realize they need their nap time. People think cats nap all the time, but they need their play time.
Oh, they're absolutely crazy.
I mean,
they race around the house. Thankfully, we've got a nice long living room. They race up and down, and we've got scratching posts all over the place. But they still like the furniture better than the scratching posts.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Terrible, isn't it? Now, of course, they must love feathers.
Yes.
They get into all this stuff.
Actually, I used to have, when I started working at the house, I used to have an extra room.
Yeah.
That was my work room. Craft room,
everything was in there.
And they used to come in and sit with me when I used to work, but because they were, you know, around right at the beginning, they were trained, and they were actually amazing. They used to tippy toe over the feathers, and the only feathers they would play with was when I used to hold them, like the peacock feathers, the long ones, and chase. They were amazing.
And you should only play with your cats with toys, not with your hands, because you get scratched.
Exactly.
Yeah, people make that mistake. Really make that mistake, because they will scratch. It's as simple as that. So you've got to maintain their nails too, but play with them with their toys.
Yeah, it's very important to get their nails trimmed down.
It really, really is.
Well, it's for your furniture and everything.
And at all costs, never declaw your cat.
No.
Why it is still taught in veterinarian schools is beyond me.
No.
And this is not, oh, we took a nail out. No. It's an amputation
of
the first joint of the feet. So can you imagine if, like, the ends of your toes and your fingers were taken off? Like, and they go, oh, and they give them pain meds for a few hours. No. I've read some research that they struggle with pain for up to 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm sure.
Never declaw, because you're taking away something that's natural to them. Just because of your furniture. You know what? Teach them how to use a scratching post, you know, because you can do that. You can praise them just as you do with dogs to encourage them to do that. But yeah, it's barbaric.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for veterinarians, people that go to veterinarian school and then they realize they have to do that. and you're taking away a natural instinct and putting through a lot of pain, it changes their balance.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just horrific, you know. So I would hope in the future that that's no longer going to be taught, and therefore people won't be able to request it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You know, because that's not cool. It is an amputation of the first joint and half of the next bone. So that's terrible. A lot of people don't know that. Let's go into something a little bit more jolly.
Well, I feel depressed now.
That is on that downer.
But, well,
but we got to do warts and all on the show. You just have to. We want to make sure you're informed and don't make mistakes. Here's a really great thing, though. We've got this fantastic giveaway happening, thanks to Claire Jane. And you're going to go over to www.therockandrolldog.com. And she's giving away one of her gorgeous fascinators. The colours are exquisite and delicious.
They are delicious.
And it's valued at $150. So that's no cheap little thing.
Handmade by me, of course.
I mean, really, really gorgeous. And you can wear a fascinator for so many, you know, events. You can do, like I say, a tea party, a high tea. You can do a wedding, a baby shower. You know, if you do
cocktail parties.
Cocktails.
And this one's really great for summer, even Kentucky Derby.
Oh my gosh, the colours are just really, really good.
I was either going to bring the fascinator with me or the cat.
I can wear the cat on my head.
How do you know I don't do that?
I bet you have. With their legs hanging around your ears. I can bet she has. I bet you have.
Watch.
I need to see a picture of that now. So if you want to actually enter, it's really easy. Go over to our blog, therockandrolldog.com. You'll find the post because you'll see the gorgeous photograph, and actually leave a comment as to why you would like to win it. And we've had some really, really lovely entries up to now, and lots of compliments for you.
Oh, that's good.
From lots of people that already know you. So they're in demand. People really, really love these fascinators. And
we had one on Mary Wilson recently, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
At Andy's event.
Really recently did a show with my friend Andy, and I put together the gift bags for our speakers, and Mary Wilson was one of them. And Claire Jane, very nicely, she donated a lot of stuff, but the fascinator went to Mary. And my husband was the one that dressed Mary that night. It's getting crazy, this show. And she said, do you think I should wear it? It was, yes, get that on, Mary. So he helped her put her fascinator on. And I happened to be up in the skybox watching Claire Jane's face, because she didn't know that she was going to wear it on stage. And I just watched for her face. And when Mary walked out, she was like, oh, you know, so I texted her. I'm like, you like that?
It was lovely.
Wasn't that great?
Was a lovely surprise.
And such great press photos of the wearing
that
too.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. You know, and you've been a great supporter, I think, of many, many charities, lots of my events, and I have to thank you for that, because people get pretty excited when there's an ICJ UK item in an auction or a raffle, and I really appreciate that. And you've helped a heck of a lot of charities, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, yeah. I think that's really important to give back.
I do too, because, you know, when a lot of people support you, you want to somehow show, you know, how you can be generous back.
And it doesn't take much to do it either.
No, it doesn't. It really, really doesn't. So let me tell you about a couple of things that are happening in town. Actually, I'm going to tell you who my rescue of the week is. Friends of mine contacted me. Well, one friend of mine contacted me secretively and said, I want to get a cat for my girlfriend without her knowing. Where do I go? So I gave him a list of rescues, and he ended up going to the allthesamewildandtame.com rescue. And I think I don't know if they got one or two cats. I'm not sure. But I said, well, I just look forward to seeing the pictures of Mona with the cat, you know. So I was thrilled to see that. And I'm glad that people contact me when they're looking for cats and dogs. I'll put you in the right direction, most definitely, when it comes to helping an animal and rescuing an animal. What are you doing? Oh, my gosh, I'm loving these cats. My dogs will have a field day when I get home. So that's my rescue of the week. There's a couple of things happening this weekend, and that is the circus is in town, which I don't like the circus. Many people know that. I don't like SeaWorld. I don't like circuses. There's so much cruelty to get those animals to do what they do with bull hooks, whips, chains. It's pretty horrific. And here's the thing, if you actually saw you can easily go and watch a circus and it's all showbiz and everything, but if you actually saw the abuse behind the scenes, your stomach would turn. You would never be able to go and watch a circus ever again. Your money goes back into abuse. Just know that. So it's in town. There are some protests happening with a circus protest.com people, and they have protests all over the country, so you can go to the website and find out if there's one in your town or start one yourself. And If you actually go to circusprotest.com, search for Vegas, there are protests going on today and tomorrow, and there's three of them a day. People are serious about this. It's, the abuse is horrific, and it's the circus is at the Orleans Casino. And, you know, you can also contact them in a very nice way and say, hey, it's time to progress, people. We don't need to see animal cruelty anymore. So that's happening as well. I think that's a really important thing to focus on. And those people will be coming on the show in a couple of weeks. So we'll talk about the great work and the movement and how they're progressing. I'd also like to thank our sponsors for making the show happen every single week. Otherwise, it would just be me by myself. Me and Mike. That would be it. And of course, we always like to close the show out with this. And it is, you can, we want to remember that you can help a pet in need, either rescue, adopt, donate, volunteer, or share their information. Rescue your next family member. Make sure it's got fur or feathers or something of that kind. Scales as well. Replace the word shop with adopt. And be kind to all animals, including circus animals. So, Claire Jane. Chanel Cleveland, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
We always have a good time. We're very busy. We don't get together very often. So it's really nice that I've got a captive for a whole hour. And it's just, this is how we are when we see each other anyway. Yeah. This could be just in Starbucks and just film it, you know, because this is how we are.
Without the cats.
No pretense. We're just ourselves, you know. So tell everyone your website again.
You can find me at icjuk.com.
And the fantastic giveaways on the rockandrolldog.com for the amazing Fascinator. Enter. It's going to end tomorrow night. So it'll be midnight on Sunday, and then we'll announce the winner on Monday. And then Claire Jane will get that shipped out to the winner. And then she'll have another big fan on her hands, because that's kind of how they become.
Customers
become fans, don't they? And they become friends too.
They do, friends. I have so many good friends through my customers, and, you know, through Facebook. Yeah. And the support, everybody, you know, who you all are out there.
Yeah, if you're listening in, make sure you go to her page, give her a big shout out. And thanks for listening, because of course we really appreciate it, because today you have been listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio, where it's all about pets, people, and pop culture. I am your host, Sam, the queen of rock and roll dogs. Always kiss your pets good morning and good night. And take them to a radio show when you get a chance to do that. And have a great weekend. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening in.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.